7. Matthew chapter number 7. I'm not going to keep you long, I promise you. And I know I said that last Wednesday night. And, I said it again, all right. Seriously, I'm not going to keep you long. I've got one little thought I'm going to give you tonight. Hopefully it'll be a help to you. How many of you feel like oftentimes that you struggle in the storm you're living in? I mean, truth is, struggle's real. Truth is, the storms the storms in your life are just unsettling at times. And it doesn't matter how long you've been saved. It doesn't matter whether you've been saved 2 minutes, 2 years, 20 years. I've been saved over 21 years now, and 20 going on 22. And I'm going to tell you something, storms don't get any easier. To be honest with you, they get harder, it seems, sometimes. You know, especially you're going through something physically you've never been through. You're going through something financially you've never been through and you've never faced. You're going through something internally that you've never dealt with, whether it be depression, whether it be... Are y'all with me? It's real. The struggle is real at times, and storms come. And it's easy to stand back oftentimes and say, "Oh, it's all right, trust the Lord." How many of you know sometimes it's hard to? I mean, I want to. But sometimes I told the guys in the Bible college the other night, I said one time I was talking to our church and I said, I hate to say this, but I said, I got up through a situation that I was going through and I felt hypocritical. It's all right if I help some folks tonight. It's okay. I don't have any mask to put on. Greatest day of my life is when I became me and quit trying to be anybody and anything else. And I remember telling our church, I said, I hate to say this, but how many of you feel like sometimes you're faking it? Anybody feel my pain? You know you're doing right. You know you're showing up. You know that, man, God, they ain't no. You know that you're eternally saved and the devil can't do nothing about it. Can I get a witness? Like one guy said, I'm so saved, mosquito bite me to fly off singing, there's power in the blood. Can I get a witness? But sometimes you feel like you're faking it. But you're doing right. Can I say this? In those moments, you and I are not faking it. We are faithing it. It takes faith to believe God when you don't feel Him. I need a witness right there. It takes faith to believe that Bible when you ain't seen nothing come to pass. It takes faith to know that God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. Somebody say amen. It ain't faking it. It's faithing it through the storm. Now let me ask you something tonight. How many of you are glad you can faith it through the storm? There's an account here. I'm going to read these verses and I'll let you have a seat here in a moment. But Jesus is coming off of, he's teaching off the Sermon of the Mount there. And man, he has just for almost 3 chapters, he has been drilling into them his word. And he comes to this account here in verse number 24 and chapter number 7. The Bible says this. He tells all those folks, the disciples and all, he said, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not." Somebody say amen. The rains came, the winds blew, but it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. How many of you are glad that rock is Jesus and Him alone? The Bible said, and He said that verse number 26, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended." Notice the storms are the same. The rains descended. The floods came. The winds blew and beat upon the house. Sounds to me like it's a pretty rough storm. It's a pretty rough situation. And let me say this. Saved people and lost people have the same storm. But let me say this. Whether you're saved or whether you're lost determines whether you're going to be steady through it. Somebody help me. And the Bible said that The Bible said the rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority. He didn't just have authority, he was authority. Amen. And not as the scribes. Father, help us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for already touching us. God, I need your touch tonight. I need your help tonight. God, I cannot do this within myself. I don't want to even try. Lord, I pray you'll bless your word tonight in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. You can have a seat. Talking about the storms of our life. And I know oftentimes preachers like to preach on the storms, and it's good preaching and it's easy preaching oftentimes. But let me say this, when you're going through a real storm in your life, oftentimes it's hard living. Oftentimes it's difficult. It's easy for me to tell you about the storms when I'm not going through one. But when I'm going through one, it's a little bit harder to walk by faith and be steady through, in, and past the storm. I know you've probably heard this before, but there's one of three kind of people here tonight. You're either fixing to face a storm, you're either going, or you're either in the storm, or you're just coming out of the storm. But may I remind you tonight, doesn't matter how big the storm is in your life right now, or what it has been, or what it will be tomorrow. I'm thankful tonight if you and I are built on the foundation of God's Word in Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what comes. I'm glad we can stay steady through the storm. Somebody say amen. And I want to talk to you just a little bit tonight on how to remain steady through the storms, or how to weather through the storms. We see in this account, Jesus talks about a wise man that built his house on a rock. Then he talks about a foolish man that built his house upon the sand. How many of you saved and ain't ashamed of it? Wave at me. Do you realize every one of us tonight can have stability through any storm that we face and whatever you're going through tonight? We got to observe some of the following details I find in this text. And I may not get past the first one, but that'll be all right, because I want to drive it home to you tonight. Talking about weathering the storms or being steady in the storm. He talks about two different people in those storms. And we see that one was wise and one was foolish. One, when the winds came and they blew and they beat upon that house, because he was built upon that rock, he stayed steady through it. One that built his life on the sinking sand, we know he had a great fall. Great was the fall of it. But may I remind you tonight, you and I as children of God, it doesn't matter what storm we face, we can constantly stay steady through the storms. You say, preacher, how can I do that? Well, I want to show you, first of all, notice this. I want you to notice their decision. Their decision. The Bible said in verse 24, is everybody all right? Y'all with me so far? Look at verse number 24. We just read it, 24a. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and y'all say this with me, and doeth them. Notice verse number 26. Now, he's talking about there, the one that was on the rock. All right, built his life around the Word of God and around Christ. Notice what the Bible said in verse number 26. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, the same sayings, and doeth them not. In other words, they had the same word come. They had the same choice to rely on that word and build their lives on that word, like Jesus said. And one chose to build his life on what the Lord said. One chose not to build their life on the Word of God and what Jesus said. Can I remind you, every one of us here tonight have a decision to make whether or not we're really going to get real with God and His Word. Can I say to you, that Bible, I'm talking about that Bible that you're carrying tonight, and I mentioned a while ago, it will carry you if you'll trust it, if you'll believe in it, if you'll operate through it and in it. Somebody say amen. I'm talking about if you want your life, as far as the storm's concerned, when you're going through them, to be steady and have a firm foundation, number one, to be saved. But notice the decision, though. The one that built his life on the rock, you know what he did? He took Jesus at his word, and he began doing what Jesus said. Can I remind you tonight, I'm not the greatest theologian. I don't know a lot of Greek and Hebrew. I mess English up. Somebody say amen. Can you hear me? Northeast Georgia talk. Teresa's all the time when I'm getting done preaching, that sounded terrible, all right? You shouldn't have said it that way, all right? I'm trying, y'all, but it is what it is. But I can tell you this, the little bit that I know, and I ought to know more than I do know, the problem ain't knowing what I know. The problem's doing what I know. That's where I'm jacked up. Can I get a witness? But I want to be steady in the storms of my life. Most Christians, you'll find them when they first get saved, oftentimes, or whether or not they have been saved, I don't know. Only God knows that, but I know this. Every individual is going to go through storms. Every individual is going to go through things that they do not want to go through. Can I get an amen right there? You ain't going to want them, but they're going to come into your life. And I've seen people just getting in and start getting into church, and the next thing you know, there's a storm comes in their life. It shakes them up, and you never see them again. You never see them in church. You never see them in Sunday school. You never see them at prayer meeting. You never see any of that. But you'll have another individual that, man, they'll go through some kind of storm in their life, and it seems like, wow, man, they're a blessing. Man, I want to be like that. But when that comes into my life, I want to believe God that way. What is the difference? It's not that they're more spiritual than you and I are. They just decided and made a decision one day that they were going to trust God and do it God's way. Somebody say amen. How many of you know that God's way is always the right way? So why is it we're doing it our own way? You notice what the Bible said? The Bible said both of them heard the same thing. You know what the danger of coming to church all the time is? Hearing God, but not stepping by faith in what He says. Because, oh, help me. I wish you hadn't have said that, because now I want to. Because if you're not careful, you'll not have a relationship with this God of the Bible. You'll become real familiar with what God said, but become religious. And you wonder why, when those storms come, you're shaken to your very core, wondering if you're going to make it or not. Wondering if you're going to hang around or not. But boy, you get somebody that has trusted God's word, and as dumb as a box of rocks, and said, I may not know it all, but I know the God who wrote it all, and it'll be all right. I'm just going to trust God and do it His way. Bless the Lord. I'm having a good time. Somebody say amen. It was a decision that had to be made. Notice, he just took Jesus at His word, the one that built His life. Build his life now, that house, building his life on the very foundation of Christ and His word. And he said, I'm going to do it not how I want to do it, but I'm going to do it how You instruct me to do it. Others heard the same thing, but yet chose not to do it that way. And when the storm came, guess what? There was no settledness. There was no steadiness. There was no great foundation to stand upon. And guess what? Great was the fall of it. I was thinking about that, and oftentimes, and how many of you, be honest with me tonight, how many of you wish you knew more than what you do? Now, let me ask you this question. How many of you tonight would be honest with me again by saying you have problems with doing what you already know? All right. I'm glad we got that settled. Can I get a witness? We all in the same boat. But you know what I was thinking about when I was thinking about this, and I may not even get the rest of it preached, but I was thinking about how oftentimes we go through storms, and I go through storms, and I look back at my life, and I thought, man, what's the difference? I see all these people that go through storms, and they get out, and they have such a hard time, and I go through a situation, but it doesn't, even though it's a hard storm, there's just a steadiness there. There's a security there. It's not that I'm a great Christian. Hang out with me and you'll see. Can I get a witness? Ask my wife. She'll tell you the truth. I've just learned to take God at His word and just do what He says. How many of you remember the account of Peter and how that Peter, we know that the disciples were in a great storm. Y'all remember? Well, I mean, we preach on Peter walking on the water. Y'all know that story? Jesus is coming. He's walking out on the water to go to the disciples. How many of you glad he's a water-walking Jesus? Can I get a witness? He'll walk out through your storm to you. But they're over there in that boat. They're looking that way. And I mean, they don't even... Here's a good one. Peter said, if it's you, Lord, bid me to come. How many of you let me just go ahead. He doubted in his storm. If it's you, Lord. Sure does look like you. But I ain't real sure about it. Hang on, I'm going somewhere. Just hang a buckle your seatbelt. If it's you, Lord, that's what he said, bid me to come. Y'all remember that? How many of you know that storm was a great storm? Bible said Jesus said one word, come. Come here, Dalton. You be Peter. I'm Jesus. Hallelujah. He's in a storm. It's foggy to him. How many of you know when you're in your storm, things get foggy, don't they? He's over there. He thinks it's Jesus. He's not sure it's Jesus. He's got doubt. I got to just interject this. How many of you know oftentimes shouting to help you doubt? But anyway, Peter, he's in the boat. He said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. All right, you're Peter. I'm Jesus. Don't come yet. I ain't said nothing. Say, Lord. That's what I thought. Amen. Come. Whoa, whoa. Did y'all see that? How hard was that? Oh. It's in my cornflakes too. Can I get a witness? He didn't give him something hard to do in his doubt through the hardest storm he'd ever went through. God help. Building high five myself. We get in a big storm and we think we got to be some strong something, and the truth is everything's foggy. Everything's difficult. The truth is we don't know which way's up, which way's down, which way's crossways. We don't even know if it is Jesus or not. But we're trying in the storm to be sensitive to what he's trying to say. He says, come. Peter starts coming. Now, Peter, at this time, he looks like the big dog. He's in the storm. He looks like a real strong Christian because he's walking on the water. Then all of a sudden, about, I don't know how far it was, but he got his eyes off of Jesus and began to sink. He was still coming. Are y'all with me? Y'all know, I don't know exactly how far he got down. It don't matter. He didn't drown. Can I get a witness? I don't know if it was ankle deep. I don't know if it was knee deep. I don't know if it was neck deep. But I know this. He didn't stay under the water long enough to drown. Can I get an amen? The Bible said that he cried out, and immediately Jesus caught him. Here's what I want to say. Talking about a decision that you and I must make that's going to carry us through the storm, calls us some steadiness in it, so that we'll, when the storm's over, we'll look back and say, my, what a God. Not my, what a Christian. He came on one word. He was not walking on the water. He was walking on the word. Help me. Everybody said he was walking. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. That old boy thought he was walking on water. Till he started sinking in the water. But the whole time, good God Almighty, by faith, he was walking on that word. Can I tell you something tonight? I don't care what kind of storm you're going through.
I've got good news for you tonight. If you'll just make a decision that you'll do what Jesus says to do, let the storm come. Let the storm rage. Let it all come. Thank God we're going to be able to go through because we ain't walking by what we have. We're walking on what He said. That'll mean something to you when you get in a great storm and you can't find God. God, I'm helping myself. That'll mean something to you when it's you going through a divorce and everybody else says God's done with you. It'll mean something to you when you fall off into sin and you didn't want to be there and everybody else walks by and says, I ain't going to have nothing to do with him or her. God help, I feel like, glory to God, I feel like doing a cartwheel. But I know this, you know what I'm going to do tomorrow? Rashawn, you know what I'm going to do tomorrow? I'm going to do my very best to get up and walk on that word. Thank you, you've been standing way too long. You didn't sink, that's a good thing. Peter wasn't walking on water, he was walking on word, and you can too if you'll trust him. Where's Caitlin? I'm not even going to, if you want the rest of it, I'll give it to you. You can come and I'll give you my little homiletical points. All right? Because that was enough. That's enough. Because you know what? We ain't doing what we know. We might as well get at least one word tonight. Because a cow can't eat a whole bale of hay. Can I get a witness? And I don't want to kill it either. I want to give you something else, and I'm going to ask all of us tonight. Because you may not be going through a storm, but you may. And you need to know this. Y'all remember when Jesus did his first miracle? Y'all know what it was? He turned the water into wine. Y'all remember that? Here's what I like about that is Jesus, y'all know that Mary told the disciples, whatsoever he saith, do it. Whatsoever he saith, do it. You know what Jesus told them disciples to do? He didn't tell them to do something they couldn't. Some of you sitting right now, how can I, preacher? Sounds easy for you. You've been saved a while. You're preaching. You got a microphone. How can I? Can I say Jesus is never going to give you something he's not going to be able to give you the ability to do? Bible said, he said, fill those water pots with water. You know what they did? They filled the water pots. How many of you has ever put water in a 5-gallon bucket? It ain't that hard, y'all. Now, carrying it's another story. Carrying it'll wear you out. But filling it up ain't that hard. I think we oftentimes making it more difficult than it really is. Because we're over-spiritualizing things when God really wants to help us. Says, fill the water. I'm going somewhere. Hang on. We're getting there. All right. I'm about to wound it up. Look at it. It ain't even midnight yet. Somebody say amen. He said, fill the water pots with water. It's a simple instruction that he gave. The Bible says that they filled the water pots to the brim. He didn't tell them to do that. He just said, fill the water pots. I don't know what the fill line was. Many of you know the reservoir in your car has got a fill line. It don't go all the way to the brim. But they filled it all the way up to the brim. You know why? Because they didn't do something halfway that he said. They say, we may not know what he's doing right now. This don't make sense. Putting water in these water pots. They're needing wine, not water. Wine was symbolic of joy. And when they did the... Are y'all with me so far? Say amen. In other words,
They just took, how many of you know Jesus could have snapped his fingers? They'd all been drinking that wine. But he let them get involved with it with a small instruction that brought not only joy for them, but joy for others. If you'll just do what God says do, when God says do it, you'll be amazed that in your storm, Brother Brian, in your storm, you feel like, man, how in the world am I going to get through this? But you stay faithful to doing what God said. And what you don't see that others see is bringing joy in their life by seeing what Jesus has done and can do. You know what amazes me? That we come in time after time after time, Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, and all of us just broke down. I wish I was better than what I was. I wish I was stronger than what I am. Boy, I keep coming back because I know that one word that preacher may give out of that Bible could forever change my life and carry me through the storm and God get all the glory. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Y'all stand with me tonight. Every head bowed, every eye closed. How many of you join me at this altar tonight and make a decision that we're going to take and not only hear what God says to us, but we're going to respond and we're going to do our very best to operate by faith in what He says so our life will be better, so our life to be built on Christ and His Word. Some of you right now, you're struggling. Why don't you turn loose and come on down. Find your way at this altar and make a decision tonight. Some of you are not settled. You're not settled because you're not settled from His Word. Some of you hadn't made a decision. You're on the fence. You know you're saved, but you've just been on the fence for a while and you won't make that commitment to go with God and do it exactly how God said. Listen, if you'll do it how God says, God will put your family back together. God will help you. God will encourage you. God will reveal Himself to you. Why don't you come to Him? He's the eye of the storm. You may not be going through a storm tonight, but why won't you come and pray for somebody who is? By faith, will you pray for your brother? Will you pray for your sister? By faith. Maybe you've been through some difficult storms. Why don't you come thank Him? Say, Lord, thank You for helping me. Thank You for encouraging me. Thank You for carrying me through that storm when I thought my life was ended. My life was over. Why don't you come tonight? Many on the altar, why don't you come? Jesus' instructions bring stability. Why won't you build off of them tonight? You may be here tonight, you need to be saved. Maybe you've been coming the last several weeks and you've been hearing the gospel. It's decision time tonight. Why don't you trust Him? Why don't you put your faith in Christ? Get saved tonight. All bless His name. Step out of your seat right now. Find your way down to the altar and get with the Lord. Come on. Christ and His Word carry you through.
several people just minding the Lord. Y'all spend as much time as you need. Come on. Before she sings another verse, I wonder, with your heads bowed, eyes closed, how many of you right now be honest with me and say, Brother Scott, I'm facing a storm right now. That's difficult, that's hard, and I've had a hard time. I know I'm saved, ain't no doubt about it, but I've had a hard time in my walk through it and trusting Him in it. How many of you throw your hand up? Be honest with me. Thank you. Hands going up all over the building. You're in a storm right now. You can put them down. I want to encourage you. Listen, if you hadn't already come, why don't you step out of your seat right now and get with the Lord and find Him faithful to carry you through this storm. Come on, while she sings. Come on, somebody sit in your seat right now. You're holding on. Why don't you come? We got time. We're in no hurry.
But upon the sea there is someone walking, while the water is they listen for His cry. That's when they heard upon
the sea. Could have been a whole lot easier for Jesus to step into the boat. But yet, He gave him a word, gave Peter a word to walk on. So he'd never forget what the power of that word could do. How about it? How serious you're going to be with the Lord and His word? Why don't you come tonight and tell God you're going to go with Him? Still bowed, eyes closed. I want to ask you a couple more questions and we'll be done here in a minute. How many of you, without a shadow of a doubt, can say, Preacher, I'm building my life on Jesus Christ. There's no doubt in my heart tonight that if I die, I've trusted Him as my personal Lord and Savior. There ain't a doubt if I died tonight, I'm 100% sure heaven's my home. How many of you can raise your hand real high, not being ashamed of what Jesus started in your life? Bless His name, you can put them down. Maybe you couldn't do that. Maybe you couldn't raise your hand a while ago, and you know you've been living life struggling. The truth is, the struggle's real in all of us. And you're trying to live that life on your own, and you need the Lord, you need God, you need Jesus to save you tonight. You need to find out how true and how faithful He really is, how powerful His word is. Would you be honest with me tonight and say, Preacher, I'm just not saved. I know it beyond a shadow of a doubt. I'm like the one that built his life on the sinking sand. Seems like every time a storm comes, my whole life is shattered. And I haven't been building my life on Jesus and His word. And I know I don't have Him tonight, but I'd like to know and I'd like to. Would you slip your hand up tonight and say, Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm saved. Anybody in the building tonight, Preacher, pray for me. I'm not going to come to you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to call you out. I really want to pray for you tonight. Would you slip your hand up and say, Preacher, pray for me. I'm not saved. Anybody tonight? Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just being so good to us. And God, I just felt your presence tonight in a mighty way. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, that it has nothing to do with us. It has all to do with you. Lord, every time we come to this property, God, I feel you. Lord, I sense you. God, I want to thank you. You've been so faithful. I don't deserve anything, Lord, that you've given me. I don't deserve to know anything out of that Bible. I don't deserve, God, to even be doing what I'm doing tonight. Lord, I sure am glad, thankful you let me. We give you all the honor and glory and praise. We're going to ask you, Lord, to send folks Sunday. God, go ahead and start just to prepare their hearts, Lord, for Friend Day. And, Lord, that the gospel will be preached. And, Lord, we'll see many souls saved. And, God, somebody that may be saved that's just drifted afar off, God, I pray that you'll draw them back by the power of your Holy Spirit.
We give you all the glory and praise for what you've done for us tonight. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Somebody give the Lord a hand if you're glad you come to church. Amen.